this is a fascinating thing, because it may seem like a quaint and quiet English village in sleepy South Worcestershire. While on the outside it manages to combine charm and character, there is a secret high-tech underbelly of Overbury. Penelope Bossom is the owner of Overbury Estate and joins me now. Morning, Penelope.
Good morning, Elliot.
So, this all seems quite intriguing and a little bit James Bond-esque, really. What's the story? What's the big secret behind the Overbury Estate?
Well, like sort of a lot of it, it's all, a farm as well. If you want something, if you can do it yourself, sometimes you get it how you want it and when you want it. And I very much believe that villages are exciting places to live and work and have fun as well. Super fast broadband is important for all of us.
Ah, so you've managed to get super fast broadband. Mm. Just in case people don't know where it is, where exactly are you?
Well, Breeden Hill, which is a sort of pimple at the edge of the Cotswolds between Evesham, Pershaw and Tewkesbury, going out towards Cheltenham, so we're in the middle of that.
So not the kind of place you would naturally expect to be super fast broadband?
Well, I don't know what your expectations are. There are lots of other country areas, like Lancashire with B4RN, Barn Broadband for the Rural North. They're very rural and they're doing a much bigger scheme than we are.
So what, when you say super fast broadband, how fast is it going, yours?
Well, as fast as we want. I'm a girl, so I don't necessarily need to measure everything or whatever. But all the kit is being put up for a gigabyte, which is 1,000 megs. But we've only bought at the moment 100 megs, because quite frankly, as long as you never have that awful sort of thing going round and round while it waits for something to stream, and all the businesses are happy, then, that's enough for us.
So you've got 100 meg?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have 100 meg.
Yes, we can. I've got tests and whatever.
That's amazing.
But that's only because we've got teens of people on. I think we're probably up to about 16, 18 people at the moment. But we will be in the 20s next week. We'll be probably 30 people next month.
So how are you doing this then? How's it getting to you?
Well, you have to dig lots of trenches and get lots of permissions to make sure that you can dig all these trenches through the farmland back to a connection that has got fibre optics going to London to Telehouse, and then that's where we connect to the internet. So it isn't over any existing copper or all the other horrors that unfortunately a legacy, we've inherited.
So it's the fibre optic, the super fast fibre optic broadband you've got.
Fiberglass,
very good.
Yes.
Very good. So why did you do all of this then, Penelope?
Well, oh goodness, 15 years ago I discovered what fibre optic was, and obviously I thought that was where we needed to be, but the kit you put on either end was too expensive. So I campaigned and told everyone we needed ADSL. And it was quite an effort and we got it, but sadly, every year we want to get faster and faster. And the most sustainable way, I felt, having the estate rents a lot of over 100 residential and probably 30, 40 places where people work.
Yeah.
But they're dotted around. So it was probably worth our while making sure that we had something to make or to keep Overbury in the style that it is, which is a great place to live and work.
So now, somebody, say for example, there's somebody listening at the moment and they have to do a massive long commute to Birmingham or Manchester or London every day. You could go and quite happily live and work near you and do everything that as fast as possible on broadband.
Exactly. And, I mean, we're seeing whether people are interested in co-working, or whether, a little club, because I think social dynamics do change when you're working from home the whole time. And I think we do need to bump into people. We don't have to be stuck behind a computer all day.
Well, you also, having done it a bit myself working from home, you get distracted very easy, don't you?
Yes.
There's daytime TV and stuff.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And the garden, absolutely. has it been very expensive to do this?
Yes, it's a long-term investment, and my family have put a long-term investment in the properties and in the farm, And it's I see it in a similar light.
Well, we have this a lot. We get a lot of calls from people in, obviously, you know, serving the two counties, certainly out in Herefordshire and the more rural bits, people who can't get decent broadband, and we hear this a lot. What are obviously the system you've put in is fibre optic, and you've dug trenches, and it's quite expensive. Did you look at any other ways that people might consider?
And I still am. I think Herefordshire have got a wonderful scheme where it's from church to church.
Mm.
There are ways of wireless, all these wonderful names, which I think have acronyms that are too difficult for people, even myself, to understand. But I think that at the end of the day, if you want to do something, if you can keep it with wires, it is always going to be more reliable. That said, it is exciting if we can get 4G and be able to do a bit over the mobile, and it is exciting if we can get this high-speed wireless as well.
It is easier for you, though, isn't it? Because, of course, you know, it's your estate. You can have it dug up if you want, but if you know,
quite a frightening risk.
Oh no, totally. But do you know what I mean? It's that you haven't. If you're say living just as a person, or maybe a few of you, it's harder to find the landowner's permission to get the cables laid. That's what I'm saying.
And also to try and get the backhaul and get a reliable. Yes, I there are GigaClear is a company that comes into villages and has done quite a few villages in Oxfordshire, but you have to get together with your neighbours, and they have actually laid the same thing as I've laid, and they've used quite a few of the same bits of equipment.
Well, fantastic. It all sounds amazingly...
I have to come and meet some of the people, because I'm not the real heroes are the people who've got amazing little businesses that look sort of hidden away, but actually, that's where the future is, I
think. What sort of businesses have you got there?
Ooh, we got a business taking schools to on choir and sports tours all around the world. And they're also using VoIP to speak to, obviously, if they go to Australia.
I'm going to have to stop you there. VoIP, voice over internet provider.
Oh, yes.
You're using all the words now.
I
see, look at you showing off, Penelope.
I don't mean, but it's telephone over the internet.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. Anyway,
you've gone all high tech on us, Penelope.
With the excitement, jumped into it. but they obviously need to speak to their people all over the world, and it's so much easier because they got offices in two other locations, and it's so much. They were operating from the village without it, and apparently, well, that's one of the stories you'll have to ask them. We have, every sort of design and. You'll have to come and see.
Well, that sounds like an invite to me, Penelope.
It certainly is, if you want one.
get the kettle on, I'm there. lovely to speak to you, and I hope it all goes phenomenally well. It sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Penelope Bossom, the owner of Overbury Estate, with their incredibly fast broadband. That's amazing, isn't it? See, you can even out in the countryside, you can get... Well, that's a lot faster than... what do I get? I think I get about 10. They're getting 100. Unbelievable. 10:20.